Gina Rodriguez is being problematic again. Issa Rae launches her new record label, and it's rest in peace to Elijah Cummings. We have all that and more. You just logged on to Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, whoa. Okay. I'm here for it. Yes.
Fix.
What's up, Black Twitter gang? You know,
gang.
Right, we back in the building.
In the building.
Right, and it's all girls again. I know last week.
It's ladies night. In the field.
Okay.
All right. Hey.
No,
that was your cue, Rocky.
Oh, wait.
That was your cue. Sierra had me.
And I feel all right.
Okay.
I already said
that. I like that.
Retweet.
There we go.
We got it. Okay.
We got something.
But what's popping, y'all? Black Twitter gang. I'm glad you guys are in the live chat, sticking with us, watching us on YouTube, all that jazz. And if you're listening to us on iTunes as well, that's pretty popping. Again, as always, my name is Rocky Harris, and to my left...
What's up, everybody? Welcome! I'm Jamie Gray.
Like you said, welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, goodness. Welcome back. I'm Sierra. Sierra Stafford.
Right, and we are missing Jay Lamar, but that's okay. I believe he's going to be back in the next 2 weeks, mm-hmm. I think. But we also had the lovely TK Trinidad who stuck with us last week, so thank you. Shout out to her. How have you guys been this past weekend? What was it? What's popping? It's hot outside.
I thought fall was here, and I think I was wrong.
Y'all know we in Cali. Y'all know better than
but,
that.
But, I mean, it's like, first, we were getting 70s. I was like, thank you. Now we're getting 90s again, so it's a little annoying. But this weekend was very busy.
Mm.
Busy in a good way. Also busy just in a way where I'm like, okay, you need to take a chill pill, but... I'm happy to be able to be busy, so.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Come on, blessed and busy.
Blessed and busy.
Me, I was busy and lit. No,
we saw.
Come on.
I went home, you know, for the weekend. There was a lot going on, as you probably saw. Go to follow me on Instagram, by the way. But, yeah, it was pretty fun, though. I saw my family and my friends. So, yeah, that was my weekend.
Aww,
tired.
It's always best. They're the best times with family.
Yes.
I can't wait because I'm going home next month. Rich to go.
Yes.
Seriously. No,
no. Let me count down. Like,
no, for real. I have exactly a month. I leave on the 21st. So,
yes.
I'm excited.
Yes.
But what we're not really that excited for is Gina. Gina Rodriguez is just turning up again with her anti-blackness, but Jamie's gonna tell us all about it.
Please tell us.
You guys, it is 2019 and non-black people are still loving, like they can't help themselves to just to say the N-word, and unfortunately Gina Rodriguez is no different. So she went viral. It's her own fault. She recorded a video on Instagram of her singing the Fugees, Ready or Not, and she says, "I can do what you do, believe me. N-words give me heebie-jeebies."
Which is not even the line.
Like, I don't understand. Like, here's the thing. Well, first of all, before we even get into that, she went viral for this video. She got a lot of backlash, so of course she felt the need to apologize.
Okay.
This is not the first time that she's gotten in trouble, you know, for being anti-black.
Mm-hmm.
With comments that she's made, you know, with interviews with Yara Shahidi.
Mm-hmm.
She was crying about on Sway in the Morning. So all these things, this is not the first time. She
right.
even used to do, like, Vine videos with Day Storm.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all remember back in 2013,
mm-hmm.
King Batch, Day Storm, they used to use the N-word a lot in their videos, where I was
right.
like, it's actually kind of excessive.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to use it around white people
right.
and non-black people. But she was also saying it, which was cringy. You gotta Google that to watch
I
it.
I have to go Google that.
Yeah.
Right, but let's go ahead and just get into this apology, all right? I'm not Mother Goose, but here we go. I'm gonna just break it down. Towards the bottom, she says, "It is humiliating that this has to be a public lesson, but it is indeed a much-deserved lesson. I feel so deeply protective and responsible to the community of color, but I have let this community down. I have some serious learning and growing to do, and I am so deeply sorry for the pain that I've caused." Oh, boo-hoo.
And
then she had her video where she was super sarcastic. And
yeah,
I was like,
that didn't give the judge justify what the video, her video apology was, because I'm sorry, that was garbage. And this one hurt my feelings because I actually like her as an actor. I actually mm-hmm. love her as an actor.
She's charming.
So for her to do this and give us a week A apology, it's like, really, you trying it? And like you said, multiple times at that. So it's like, you know what you're doing. You know you're not black, so why are you even sitting in the first place? You're posting yourself saying it multiple times. I don't care if it's a sentence or a rap song. You don't sing it.
Period.
So, I mean, that's just how you test this out. Because I think people say, oh, it's a song. It's different.
I don't give a damn.
The word is still the same in the word I'm saying in sentence or in the song. So, and
right.
that's just not with her, with everybody. Like, don't sing it. Just
right.
be quiet. And
it's not hard to censor. It's really not hard to censor.
It's not.
Kids
what?
Censor cuss words all the
some
time.
Even I do.
Censor cuss words. So, if I can censor a cuss word, you can censor the N word.
All right.
Start today.
Oh,
Right, and here, okay, so here's the thing. So that text apology, you know, like when you write your notes, of course, you're like really deep in thought. That was the second apology. Of course, the first apology said that she said that she grew up on the song, blah, blah, blah.
I don't care.
There is just, it's problematic to me, one, that she referenced black people as people of color. We are not all the same.
Mm-hmm.
We all might be minorities, but it's almost like you're diminishing everything that we've been through.
She has,
and that's
why
I have a problem with that.
She has a problem with black people. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, like Gina, and like you said, I got to interview her. I've had the time to speak with her. Mm-hmm. And she is a very sweet girl. Yeah. And it's unfortunate that you, like, even for me, the people that you interact with, for you to have this smug, like, whatever, in words, I'm going to say what I want to say. That's really how it came off to me, was like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And that's really why she posted it in the first place.
So if we start calling you by y'all's names that you don't like, and start normalizing those.
And that's what I'm saying.
I mean, hey, let me just start and see how you feel. That way you can understand, because I don't think they understand it. Because let's be real, we say this a lot. Mm-hmm. And not just to her, to a lot of people, celebrities and non-celebrities. So it's like, what is it going to take for you to get it through your head that it's not okay?
Yeah.
What makes you think in the moment that you have a right? Like, what? I don't know. What is it? I just don't understand.
Well, here's the thing, because I feel
is it like a normalized word that you think everybody's allowed to use? Like,
I think they do think that.
Because it is a normalized word.
I think that black
people
have made it worse, honestly, because I feel like we are so fickle. And, you know, we'll get into that, but a lot of celebrities have been sounding off, too, about who can say it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So one of them was Amara La Negra. She says it's all in how you use it. We know that she is Dominican. She has darker skin.
She's Afro-Black. She's black.
She's, yeah, she's
black Latina.
Right. Yeah. But she's like, oh, even people tell me that I can't do it because of my skin tone. So I'm like, okay, just because you are also Dominican does not mean this other Puerto Rican girl can say it just because she's lighter.
But
that doesn't make sense to me.
My thing is, do people got to know what the difference between nationality, ethnicity, and race is? Like, because I'm confused. Clearly, again, educate yourselves. Nationality, where you're born, does not mean that you are racially something different. That's like saying people who are, like, black people, we're not, well, Native American because you're born here. Like, we're born in America and we are black people.
Exactly.
The same with black people in Europe and other parts of the world. Like, that doesn't make you that of that race of people who are predominantly there. Like, just please get it together. And just even when she did the whole wage gap situation, I don't know if y'all saw that a while back. I think it was with an interview where she was with Gabrielle Union and a few other actresses. And she was talking about the wage gap of how women of color are paid less than white actresses and actors. And she was like, yeah, and black women are paid more than the Latinx community. And I'm like,
and that's
girl,
not true.
But my thing is, though, even if that was the case, we don't control that narrative. So you putting it out to the world as if we control how much you get paid, knowing that the predominantly who are owning these different companies and these studios are white people.
Yeah.
And they're controlling that. So, and just like you said with the Yara Shahidi interview, you have a problem with black people.
Right.
More so black women, period. And I think that that's really what she needs to, like, honestly, if I ever do get a chance to interview her again, I'm going to be like, honestly, girl, what's the deal?
Yeah, like or really, this is about what she say, women, not just black women. Women,
yes,
women.
Like, why we're not are all you the same.
Exactly.
First of all, the question wasn't even for you.
Period.
You was probably next. This wasn't even for you. Excuse me, ma'am.
And absolutely. Like, because I love Amy Garcia. Whenever we're on a carpet with her, I always make sure, like, how do you feel about the Latinx community? Like, let's give a platform. I'm all about other people of color getting a chance to have a platform.
Exactly.
Period. And I'm going to support another woman of color the same way I would expect the same in return.
But they don't. And that's my issue.
Yeah.
I feel like black people are always, you know, gung-ho to help out another race. We're always vocal about it. We're the most vocal. But we can't seem to get that in return. And Boyz II Men, Sean Stockman, he says that all Latinos are black. He sounds confused, too. Pross from the group The Fugees, he actually spoke to TMZ. And he says that he's not sure if Rodriguez has a pass into the culture. And this is what I'm saying is a problem. That tweet is not up yet. So Pross from the group, from the Fugees, he says that Latinos have a distinct privilege. For instance, he says Fat Joe has a pass. He says Cardi B has a pass. And that's where I'm like, what? Just because they contribute to a culture. Because
they hung out with black folks.
I don't get it.
They
no,
can say nigga.
Right. No, seriously though.
Tell me.
Because, and that's my
and
thing
that's
too.
Not enough for me.
Because a lot of black people who would say, because, and y'all clowns, the black people who allow it to be said around them by non-black people, you're a clown.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use the other C word, so I'm going to use clown. Period, point blank, like you said, there's no reason for you to want to say it. There's no reason, like, the fact that people, like, be in the comment section arguing with black people. That's what's crazy to me. Like, right. y'all really are, you're offended by me being offended that you've offended me.
Right. And I'm going to be honest, even as black people, even though we're allowed to say it, some of us don't even feel comfortable saying it even in general. I know growing up, saying nigga was like a curse word.
Yeah.
Like, if you said that, like, you would get in trouble.
Yes,
exactly. So it's just the fact that even us growing up like that, us being allowed to and seeing people use and abuse it, it makes it even worse.
Right.
Because it's like, you have no idea. And it's just excuse after excuse. So that's why I'm like, it has to be some type of...
girl, stop.
Well, really quickly, I just have a tweet that I wanted to show you from Daryl or Beryl. Okay. She says, non-blacks be like, I earn my right in the N-word. I grew up in the hood, ghetto, as if growing up in the projects earns you a right to blackness. Ghetto does not equal black, and black does not equal ghetto. Your racism is showing.
Period. And emphasis on, well, racism, prejudice, because people of color cannot be racist.
Right.
But I totally, totally agree with this. Like, when people be, it'll be black people who be like, well, you know, they was raised around, what are you talking about? I'm a suburban black girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
period.
You.
Period.
I'm gonna be, and I ain't never heard a white person I was around say the N-word. I'm gonna be honest.
And I allow it.
Right.
I never
people
heard it.
People try to get comfortable.
I ain't never heard it.
No, that's what I'm saying. A silver spoon fed black girl from the suburbs. I'm not
seriously
not urban.
Yeah,
I ain't never had to want for my in my life.
I wish you.
Period.
So,
point blank.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not hood. I'm not ghetto. And I'm not taking nothing from the struggle of coming from those impoverished areas.
Yeah.
But don't associate blackness with ghetto and urban and all these different terminologies that y'all just normalize and make a negative. It's just too much
doesn't
for me.
Ghetto,
should we take it out of the
N-word?
Song? Should we take the N word out of music or
no? This my thing is.
We should have to do
I
all
want
that
it out of music.
We should have to do all that. I mean, I can understand why you want that, but we shouldn't even have to do all that for it to even get to that point. That's what makes it even worse. Like, if we gotta go to that measure, that's a problem.
It's a principle of
over
it.
A word. That's a problem.
I get how your argument is because we normalize it, because we give access to the public in that way, it makes other people feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the same way, FAG. I would never use that word. I would never use any racial slur about anyone else, even if it was used in a song in movies.
Exactly.
When you quote movies, I don't use it, period. You can say things and be a part of something without infiltrating or imposing yourself on something. I feel like that means that you have a lack of self-control.
That also goes to show that people don't respect our culture.
Period.
We all know people don't respect black people, but you don't respect our culture like we respect everyone else's.
And but y'all steady
want to be a part
they
of
wanna
it.
They
want to
be a
right.
Wanna be
you
in
want
it.
Black.
Want the black
and say, no, we don't, but it's you're getting the fillers. You want to be hood.
Tannin.
You
want to
pop off on everybody.
You want the
you
black
want the
man.
Cornrows.
You want everything.
You want the
black.
Bronze skin. Like, it's almost like, okay.
Because the thing is,
people are fascinated with this. When
absolutely.
I go They're like, oh my god, how long did this
always
take?
Always touching your
how
hair.
How did this do this?
Your hair grew in 2 days?
Is that
wow.
your real hair?
Please,
black people's
can
hair
we
grows?
Just, since we're on the topic real fast, stop asking that, people. If you're watching this, we don't like that, okay?
And it's rude.
Hair is
it
normal.
Is. I'm not a pet.
Every person has different things, different textures. Stop acting like y'all ain't never seen black hair. Stop acting like y'all don't know we wear weaves. Just stop.
Right.
Just stop.
It's
weird.
Right.
Stop.
Because everybody wears weaves, okay?
Thank you.
Please.
Clip-ins.
Please, no.
Them little, whatever.
Them extensions y'all be getting.
Micro-links.
Micro-links.
Yeah, y'all might not get sewings, but y'all getting in our sewing.
We do. The demo.
We starting trends.
No, really.
But
okay,
anyway,
right.
Yeah, wait a minute. This is too heated for us. Cause listen,
right,
heated.
Wouldn't Needy be like? But no, yes, out of control. But another thing that's a little bit out of control. Well, we'll see how it goes. But Cuba Gooding Jr. is.
Oof.
Listen, multiple counts of sexual harassment claims made against him. At least 14 women have accused Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexually assaulting them. The latest is Natasha Ashworth, who claims while she was waiting on Gooding at a Tao downtown nightclub on October 24th, just last year, he repeatedly groped her butt. He allegedly first said to her, "Do you want me to show you my impression of a penis?" She says no, but according to her, Gooding drank from his glass and began spitting liquid out of his mouth. Natasha says that she walked away from him. Gooding has pleaded guilty to all of these accusations, and literally, like I said, there's at least 14 women who are now accusing him of sexual assault. So, it's just so much. I don't know if y'all saw that. Okay, like I said, I am a proven, like, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is me. But have y'all seen that video of Cuba Gooding Jr.? I couldn't pull it up because I know we can't show videos.
Right.
But Cuba Gooding Jr., like, when he took that girl's phone and shoved it down her throat in a club.
Wait.
No. This was like maybe a good 3 years ago.
Wait, what?
He literally was in a club. Y'all can still Google this. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
It wasn't an iPhone Plus.
Oh, I bet.
Maybe it wasn't a Mac. It wasn't the new one.
But see, the girl let him do it. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, This is my thing. The same with a lot of different things. And again, once a woman says that she's been sexually assaulted, we do want to make sure that we move as close as we can to believing her as opposed to moving away from believing her. But at the same time, people do lie, including women. And that's a narrative that we don't often
preach,
talk about. But again, multiple women, that's when it becomes weird for me, when multiple women come forward. And again, I've seen him on video doing weird stuff. Did he assault her on the video that I saw? No, but he's a strange guy.
Yeah. So you wouldn't put it past him, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Yeah. So, and Gooding, he's pleaded not guilty to 4 misdemeanor counts of sex abuse and forcible touching. So I'm happy to know that he hasn't
tried to deny it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he hasn't raped anybody, or it hasn't been super, super crazy, crazy. Nonetheless, you shouldn't be. You need to keep your hands to yourself. That's what's weird to me is, why are men, it's not all men, but a lot of men struggle, again, self-control. They struggle with not feeling like they have this entitlement over people's women, bodies.
Right.
And I mean, like even with the N-word, you have an entitlement over a person's culture and a group's culture.
I bought the album.
Right.
I should be able to see it.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird to me. And just because you know that women do flock to you in that type of way doesn't mean that every single woman will flock to you in that type of way. So it's just kind of bizarre. Hopefully, again, this is not the case. But have you guys been keeping up with this?
Yeah. And, I mean,
this is the one.
Is that the one?
Hey, shut up. Baller alert.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the video, but this is a screenshot of that video, so you can see Cuba Gooding just about.
Like,
to get
look at him.
Right,
he has a shirt over his head. Like, this is a grown man acting like this.
No, it look like him.
Right, and Joshua, you saying that
you can't see the beer belly. It's like,
yeah, unfortunately, they took down all the links in the videos of everything of him eating the phone. But unfortunately, the only thing I could grab was the screenshot. And then first question I got to ask is, why is he shirtless in the middle of a club with a whole bunch of people?
And he's in his 40s.
Like,
and why are you spitting stuff out of your mouth at a towel in a club?
Right, and you got kids.
Thank you.
Is he like, does he drink or something?
I'm sure.
Obviously, but yeah, I think this makes me sad because it's just like every black, well, I'm not saying every black person, but black people that are in this, you know, entertainment business, in whatever platform, it saddens me when I hear stuff like this because it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, why? You have people that look up to you. Cuba Gooding Jr. is like a childhood actor for some of us. Literally a legend.
Yeah.
So,
no, Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Besides Boys in the Hood and
Radio? Okay, I said
Radio and Boys in the Hood, but that's it. What else?
But I mean,
I did like OJ.
Shout out to Snow Dogs.
That's what got his black card almost revoked. That was not a good movie.
Oh, goodness. Wait. Well, okay, y'all can't name anything. He's had a lot of great roles in black movies. We'll just
Jerry Maguire. So we got Coming to America. I don't know. I didn't see him in Coming to America.
Yeah, I remember that one. But regardless of what I'm trying to say is, it just saddens me that we have to go through and see this, especially when it's someone with sexual assault, sexual abuse, sexual whatever it may be. So it's like, it makes me think, like, what is it? Is the fame? Is it the, what? Like, I just always want to know what people's reasons for acting out.
I think it is his age, and I think also, I mean, he has had good movies like Enemies, like you said, Pearl Harbor. Yeah. That was another good one. But he is in his mid-40s, so it's like having to keep up with roles and keep up your image, and you're getting older, and like when you hit a certain age, I think for men, have certain expectations of like what they want for themselves, and especially men of color.
Well, I personally just think men have been getting away with it for so long. Mm-hmm. And I mean, imagine you're a man with power, money, and all these women already flock to you.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's a lot of people who we would never expect. Flavor Flav, who had a whole show and was sleeping with people. I mean, again, if you allow it to happen, like, I mean, and for instance, like The Game, he just lost his sexual assault, another one of his sexual assault situations with the same girl. And you're on a show. Yeah, oh, yeah. You didn't hear about
what?
So many rappers.
So, but on the show, regardless, if a woman says no and I don't want this, it doesn't matter if I'm into you or not. So he had put his hand up her skirt, and she sued him. So this is my thing. Men, just because a woman shows that they want you,
they they don't know how to pick up on vibes, you know what I mean?
Because that's the thing is they it's not justifying it, but men, because they have the power, they have the strength, these men who are celebrities, they have money. They feel like they can do it. And there are a lot of women who allow it to happen. So they're like, oh, you know, all y'all hoes the same.
That's literally how they think, all y'all the same. And
you can be bought. Because right. a lot of these hoes can.
But in my thing with that, knowing, like you said, knowing that, if you know you got people out there that don't care, well, go towards them. Don't go towards the civilized ones. Like, I'm just be real. Right. I'm be honest, because they're out there, okay? They can't change them, so they're out there. So go to them. Flock to them. And I think that's why I think, like, with rape, like, it's people out here who will give you that for free.
For free.
Well, willingly. And you want to go do this to somebody. Like, it's I just don't understand.
It's power. I think a lot of men in general, they don't know what sexual assault is. They have, like, one or two ideas of what rape is. They don't know that one little thing they could do. I'm like, that's sexual assault.
Absolutely.
Because, and then when you tell them, they freak out. And then they don't want to hear it because they're like, no, that's serious. And it's like...
toxic masculinity.
You need to learn.
They don't understand.
They don't know.
Me Too has probably woke a lot of people up. Mm-hmm. And he probably didn't realize he was going to get caught, but he got caught up. So, I mean, you know, keep your hands to yourself.
Mother, start teaching your son.
Yeah, but see, and I do agree with the whole black man thing, though, because I wish that more and more white men and white women would be put on the forefront, because... it's a lot of them doing the same thing, like Harvey Weinstein. We need to start talking about Harvey, the Weinsteins and the Kevin Spaceys. That broke my heart, Kevin.
Lauer from
I know. NBC.
Like, I want documentaries on that too.
Okay, period.
I'm sorry, Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer.
No, did you watch? Did you guys watch Harvey Weinstein's doc that's on Hulu? It's kind of boring.
I don't have Hulu, but
not that it should be entertaining.
There's so many documentaries about the same thing, but I don't think I watched that one.
Not really.
Well, Harvey Weinstein's is real weird. I don't know if y'all seen that video with him where he was actually recorded by a woman, like
the French woman, I think. Yeah, she's uncomfortable. Yeah, that was scary.
Listen,
desperate.
Y'all better, whenever you leave, if you go into a Lyft, an Uber, you send your location to some damn body, okay?
Or always, I share my location with my best friend. She's the only one that got it at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just for safety purposes. Yes. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just find that one person.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to send it. How do you can
go
keep
to the
it?
Messages.
Yeah, you go to their name and then you go to share location. It'll send it right away.
But share indefinitely. Choose share indefinitely. Because it says share for an hour, share for it, but choose share indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I've been sharing it. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to see. but all right. You know, on to our next great topic. Speaking of black men, you know, another black man who is not doing something crazy. He's doing something crazy, but in a good way. Tell us all about it.
Yes, so Keenan Lowe, so he was a black guy that actually was the protector of this shooting. So Keenan Lowe, he's a football track coach at Park Rose High School in Oregon. And, you know, there was a shooting with Angel Granados Diaz in the classroom. So he had came to school with the shotgun, obviously, and we don't know the reasoning why. They're still talking about a lot of it, but he came to school with a shotgun. The coach grabbed it, and he tried to run away from him, but he was like, no, I'm holding on to you too. And he was like, you know, telling him it's gonna be okay, we care for you, there are people that actually care for you. So, and I don't know if you saw the video, but the other teacher actually came and grabbed the shotgun. But it's just sad, because I mean, school shootings is something that I don't want to say is normal, but we see a lot of them now. I mean, we hear about one, twice, three times a year, if not more. But this one was better, because I mean, somebody stopped it, I guess. Yeah. Not better, but somebody stopped, and it was a black man that stopped the shooting, and he was actually staffed there. So the police was very thankful for how the whole staff handled the situation. But what were your thoughts about it overall?
Was this little boy, what he looked like?
He was Hispanic. He was 17.
Tubby.
Yeah, he was a little short.
Okay, because I was trying to figure out. Because
it's
like,
probably, like, it's just, you know, bullying. Sorry, go ahead. I was just saying he was probably, like.
That was his motive. He was getting bullied.
Yeah, he was a little chubby.
Glasses, you know.
Yeah, glasses. Yeah, he was Hispanic.
He was a geek, and so that's what we think the motive
is. Yeah, I feel like we don't, like I said, we don't know, so I didn't want to put it out there. But most of the time the school shootings happen, I was actually talking to my friend about this. Do you guys watch 13 Reasons Why or ever seen it?
Yeah.
So you saw the last one with Tyler, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see the last. You're updated. Like, you know,
but it's at the end of season 2.
It was the last season, not the season 3.
I didn't see, because honestly,
it got better.
I don't mess with it, but
I feel you.
It is very graphic, but just if you've seen it though, you know that bullying went a lot on in that school, and Tyler retaliated by shooting. So that made me think, like, is that really what happens in the real world? Like, people get really bullied severely and come to school want to kill everybody. But also you have the spectrum where sometimes school shootings is not even a student, or it's not even somebody that even go to the school, just be some random person.
You don't even go here.
Yeah, so it's like, it's always a different mode. Oh, there he goes. Yeah. So that's Angel.
Was my description spot on, or what?
That's Angel Granados Diaz. But he was taken. I think they, you know, took him in and the whole nine, obviously. But yeah.
I mean, this is my thing. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto since I was 10 years old, and I ain't never wanted to go up at nobody and shoot nobody upside the head or do nothing like that. I got bullied. I feel like everybody got bullied. I'm sorry, but, like, I'm not trying to... I get it. Everybody's different, and everyone handles things differently. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean go and kill people. Right. I just feel like, to me, what that says about someone who's willing to do that is they feel like they don't have nothing to lose. They don't really see reality as reality, and so they're like, okay, well, I mean, it doesn't matter as long as I hurt other people the way that they
hurt. Or it can be like a low self-esteem thing where they come from. You know, they might not have... I think a lot of times some people might not have that emotional support. Or, you know, they
bad
just...
Home life.
Yeah, bad home life, bad school life. So it's like, everybody, you know? But it's not... That'll make you go kill somebody.
Right.
A lot of people go through things that we never may understand. So I never want to say, oh, well, deal with... Not saying shoot somebody. I'm not saying go shoot somebody.
Right. You know, go find
But I'm saying I never want to say, like, you need to go do it this way instead. Because I never know what that feels like. Don't go shoot nobody, though.
Whoop somebody's ass.
Exactly.
I think the generation is different than our generation, like, when we were in school. Because now, like, girls look different than they did when they were 15. Sheesh. Now they look more grown.
20.
So I feel like, you know, when you're getting bullied, you're getting bullied for not still fitting into the norm. And it's even more heightened. I also feel like with these shootings, it's become popularized, mm-hmm. where some people do want their name on the news. They do want to be known for being, you know, the person that shot everybody down. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm like, I am tired of it's either black men being shot or we're saving people from being shot. Because what about the Waffle House dude too, who saved people from getting shot?
I'm tired.
Either respect
us,
because we can't always be the heroes.
That was my next question, because the main narrative of this story was to shine light, despite the shooting, shine light on the man, the coach. So mm-hmm. I mean, he got a lot of positive feedback, but someone on Twitter, so
he's
we have
cute.
Chase,
yes.
He was cute. He was also a former Oregon football star. But
makes sense. He was hugging. I cannot deal. He got a resume.
We got a tweet from Chase in Cash with an E.
Okay.
Black man stop a school shooting with a hug, and all he get is a tweet and an article. LOL.
Where my money?
Yeah, you know, so that just makes me think, you know, like, I mean, what's up? And this was a lie. You stopped a shooting, a shotgun.
You saved both.
You saved hundreds of people and put your life in danger. Front of the line.
Yeah,
and then not only that, you cope and talk to this man. You held this little boy with you till somebody came.
And he could have been having a horrible day himself.
He could have knocked him out. Despite that, he could have did something crazy to him. So
yeah,
it's like
right.
It was probably a lot that had that went into that. So it's just I don't know. It's just sad.
It is very sad. I mean, again, I'm a little bit more heartless than the rest of my panel.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, I'd be like, get
what
a switch.
Got?
No, because I'd be...
That's why discipline is important.
No, it really is. And again, we don't know what Angel's background is and what his family structure is
exactly.
like. But at the same time, I just feel like... I hope you got a good whooping when you got home. I hope you get taken somewhere, honestly.
No, honestly wanted to know what happened with him afterwards.
Yeah,
I really want to know.
I mean,
yeah.
like, because
he was taken in, though, right? I think they had him in handcuffs.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And it's like, and I hate to see that babies are going.
So far, what I've seen from the research right now and doing that, he so far has a 36-month probation pretrial. I forget the wording of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in probation whatsoever right now before he goes on trial. But then there's speculation that he's saying that he's going to plead to all charges as guilty. So
oh, okay.
Well, go ahead then, sir.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than the rest of these kids, and because we know what typically they look like, and they always all are mentally insane.
But
well,
yeah,
okay.
Oh yeah, baby, you ain't mental, baby.
Okay.
Anyways, but I really do.
You ain't mental, baby.
Only thing mental is what you's finna do. But I just really hope that on all platforms, the school shootings just have to stop. Like, it's just, we shouldn't work because, like, I have a little brother. Like, people that's still in school, like, I'll be devastated just to hear he went to school and something happened just because somebody being ignorant or upset.
Because you get bullied.
Mad.
Like, I'm sorry.
And
the world
like,
is tough.
And
exactly.
I don't want to say go
it's
shoot
worse.
That person. Don't shoot nobody in general, but go to that one person. Don't let everybody else suffer because... One person
no,
or two
or
people
tell
or
your
three.
Parents, or tell a staff member something.
And I'm being honest, because a lot of staff nowadays
you're
don't
right.
do nothing.
You're right. You're
my
right.
Brother
but
and
go
my
bold.
Say he hates the staff there. So call tell your mom because I'm pulling up.
Or no,
period.
No,
I'm
real.
Going to jail behind mine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Period.
And my thing is, if you can learn to build a gun and go to all these websites and figure out how to, you better throw some bows. Okay.
Seriously.
You
got to
fight.
Seriously. Go to a boxing ring and learn.
One of the best lessons from a classic movie is you win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another
day. Fight another day.
Friday,
y'all better know.
Okay. Listen, world star.
Love it.
But no. But just our quick conventions before we, you know. And that's also my issue with shows like 13 Reasons Why. Is like, I ain't got time, because the suicide rate rose after that show came out.
Season one.
And
that's why I stopped watching.
That's what I'm saying. It's too. I don't like.
And shows like that, I feel like, is it supposed to give a message or is it going to enhance it? And that was my thought too when it first came out.
They glamorize it. Seriously. On that first season, we'll get to our quick mentions.
Right.
No, we got the emphasis of her being sexually assaulted the way they sat the camera like that, I was like, somebody behind the scenes is weird. You're weird. Period. There's a certain limit to education. Then there is you glamorizing something.
Go ahead. No, it's funny. I kid you not. I was just talking to my friend about this. Like, a lot of times when we see something like high school portrayed, it's like, this is not really how high school is.
Right.
So it makes you think behind the scenes. Did y'all go through this? Did y'all experience this? Or you just made
this
shit up?
You're nasty.
Right. I mean, sorry, I just cuz. But you just made this up in your head to be like, oh, let me just make this narrative this way.
No,
you
think I think great, that. But it's I also like that. A little heightened. Sometimes.
It's very disturbing. You're into weird stuff.
Yeah, because if it's not from a personal experience, that means you just thought to just
no,
come up
real.
With
it,
direct it and write it.
Because rape culture is glamorized, mm-hmm. and especially in pornos, I'm sure a lot everybody watch porn.
Yep.
And violence against women in particular in porn is one of the most searched categories.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but like I said, this culture just has
fantasized the wrong things.
We're weird. Then that's why I ain't giving no more money to you, 13 Reasons Why. So sorry. Click next.
This probably was the last season anyway.
Good.
I hope so.
Good. Because I don't, I'm all right. but all right, y'all. So quick mentions. Unfortunately, we hate to report this news, but Elijah Cummings has passed away. One of the only people that was really fighting for this impeachment. Like, one of the few Democrats that was fighting for this impeachment. It's really, really sad to see him go, because I feel like he was like a pawpaw.
Yeah.
But if you don't know who he is, Elijah Eugene Cummings was an American politician and the member of the U.S. House of Representatives from Maryland's 7th Congressional District. The district includes just over half of Baltimore City. Most of the majority is black precincts of Baltimore County, as well as most of Howard County. Mm-hmm. So we do want to give a nice, you know, shout out. You are with us always and forever,
yes.
Mr. Cummings. Our next is some more... more lighter news is Issa Rae has launched her own record label called Radio. I think that's so dope.
It's so cute.
It is. Everything is her name. They say make your companies in have your name in it in some way. So she's definitely, you know, got that message. But yeah, she's launched her new record label, which is in conjunction with Atlantic Records. And her first artist that she signed is T-Mar. I think that's how you say her name, T-Mar. So shout out to Issa Rae getting all the coins.
Yeah.
From TV, from film, from music. You better
do it, okay?
And
Insecure's coming back this summer.
To do this?
Okay.
Insecure's coming
crazy.
Back.
Yes, out here is doing it. But before we have to go, you guys, we have a retweet or a zilly. If we even are able to get to our topic of the week, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I like
you
this
have
music.
Wait, I think this is topic of the week music. But that's okay. We can do topic of the week.
I'm down.
Just in case. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think we missed it last week.
Right. We got to bring it back.
We got to bring it back.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm excited.
So, yay. So our topic of the week is when a woman says, I'm only friends with men because women have too much drama.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I can't wait. Okay,
I hate
Sierra.
When girls say this.
So, okay, so I was going to say, okay, so do you guys agree with this or no?
Yes and no.
Yeah, yes and no.
Okay, Sierra, right. So you jumped right into it, Sierra. Go ahead. No. You feel passionate.
Because, okay, so for me personally, I've had guy best friends before.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, best friends. My mama trusted them. She only let me go with them before he was really a boy. So it's very possible. It is very possible. You just have to find the right ones. Now, the part about, you know, women are messy, just that they're very true. But it's not impossible.
Right.
So I think the reason why I say yes and no, because I do agree with both sides of it, but a lot of times when women say that, I feel like it's a them thing. And I feel like they rather be around men. They rather get that attention. Because I know a girl that she have a lot of guy friends. And she, like, talks, like, it's kind of, like, weird, though. Because it's kind of, like, she's too friendly around them. She love having guy friends. Every function, I'm with the guys.
Right.
I'm with the guys. And it was one guy, she kept saying, it was my best friend. It turned out she wanted him low-key.
Of course.
So I feel like women that say that line right there, they just want to be around men.
Yes.
And they want the attention around men. And it might not be nothing inappropriate. They just like that attention
that boys give them.
They
want to
be the only one.
They want to be the only girl in the mix. So.
Yes.
And being friends with women, you don't get that. So I think that when a woman says that, it's a her thing.
Her thing. And I wish I could see.
And I don't like that. Sorry.
No, you're good. Because it's saying, ew. I don't know if you guys seen that Bratz doll. gift. But it's just like, ew, to people who say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I totally agree. It's always like the girls who are like, this is my brother, it's my bro. And it's like, I think they just want the attention solely on them to where it's not any other girls that they have to fight for the attention,
exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they like it. But if you're not able to have a group full of girls as your friends, I mean, why are you even having a group? Stick with one or two. Stick with one or two people. My circle is very small, okay?
Yeah,
and
okay.
So I feel like just have the select few people and build that up. It's not all about these other people. And if you are saying that you can't get along with women,
it's you.
It's you, and you need to get around and get it to
figure
the right
it
people.
Okay.
It's
right.
You. So, and I don't, but not even that. Just reading that, and it just makes me think, like, have something. I don't know.
Right.
I didn't know
all
the word, but.
Pick me girls.
Yeah.
That's right. What they say. You're a pick me girl. I don't know if you guys know what pick me means, but, you know, Urban Dictionary figured out. But pick me is like the girls who are like, oh, I love football, just because they know guys like football. Like,
right.
So pretty
said,
much,
damn.
Right. And it's just so body.
It's just annoying. Like, it's irritating.
It's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I retweet what Sierra said. I grew up with boys. Like, it was always my cousins who were mostly guys, and when I was in college and in high school, like, I had a lot of guy friends, but I also had female friends.
Right,
yeah. So I mean, like, it was definitely a good balance of both. And I agree, though, a lot of women do be messy, and a lot of women do no for real a
Facts.
Lot of because women, and think about it, like Real Housewives of Atlanta, just the franchise, Basketball Wives, women are a little bit more dramatic. And that's why we've been able to profit off of it, because we're just a little bit more messy. But I will say, the good thing about that side of it is that women are more expressive. Women are, we will go to each other and say, like, oh, I'm so sad about this, blah, 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 blah. Which is why a lot of times, like, if you notice, a man will struggle more after they get out of a relationship, because the woman that they were with, that's the person that they confided in so much of everything. That's who they showed their emotion to.
Mm-hmm.
Women, typically, we can recover from breakups better than men can, because they don't
speak the fact, because people don't know that.
Yes, women, we are very expressive by nature, so we can get it all out. Whereas men, also by conditioning from society, they just hold in so much.
Mm-hmm.
So while, you know, you kicking and laughing about how women are so dramatic, our mental state's a little bit better. So, you know.
All well-rounded. Very,
you know,
very much true.
All right.
Period.
Just letting it, you know. But yeah, I agree. I don't know why most women... or not just most women, but why women would even create that world, especially against themselves. Like, that's what's weird, too. It's like, you do realize that you could be a part of that problem. Like you said, it's just...
You are. You're not. You are.
Yeah, so what do you do? Well, and see, also, too, because I don't like them girls either, who come in, like, a situation where, like, they've been the girl for a certain amount of time, and so they feel like, oh, who is she? Or, like, oh, this is going to be... Like,
You talking about she a friend?
She a friend.
Oh, okay.
And she be like, well, I was his friend first. Girl, bye. Okay?
No. Luckily, I ain't never had
girl, she wants him.
I've never had to do nothing like that, but it's similar, and I'll be like, please, no. You got it. Because I will slap you.
And I'm not fighting over no... Like, I'm not
fighting over no... Yeah, I'm like, you got it. You got it, because I will slap you. And not think twice about
Seriously,
it.
You get these hands.
See, like, my thing is, I just feel like if... When you say that and you don't feel weird, because I've had situations where it wasn't nothing with me directly, but I've had a girl who I am friends with say, well, I mean, when my guy friends get girlfriends, they just gonna have to understand that I'm the female friend. Baby, no ma'am.
Yeah.
That's not how that works. And when you say stuff like that, it's like, what you got going on in your life?
It
like,
makes she don't got a man. She either single, don't want a man. She sees
daddy
him in him.
It's usually daddy issues.
Daddy, yeah.
It usually is.
I agree. Because half the time, I will say, like, I'm happy that my father was in my life, was present in my life to love me first before any other man could get. Seriously.
And you do notice
it
the
makes
difference.
A difference.
You do notice the difference. You definitely
notice. It's like you get tired of that excuse, too. Like, oh, well, my dad was there. And it's like, I get it. But there's so many people. Somebody got to make some changes. That's all.
You said, I'm getting tired.
I'm tired.
No,
okay.
We all tired.
Especially in social media. But we going, you know, we going.
That was a great topic.
That was
great. That was great.
I got some juicy retweets.
Okay, before we... Right, so we got 1 minute and 45 seconds.
Okay.
Let's do one.
Real fast. Okay, one.
Make it a good one.
Well, he already made
ready.
Well, Josh already picked for me. Hold up.
That one?
Talking stage of black parents. So we're going to talk with new black parents. No, talking stage.
Okay.
Okay, so talking stage, people. This is a good one. Okay, so Day the Movie One says, I avoid catching feelings at all costs until you let me know your real intentions. If we talking today, you have no reason to be talking to other people. If we just keeping each other company, don't get mad if I'm texting other people. We just chilling, right?
Yeah.
to retweet it.
I'm retweeting because I'm single.
Exactly.
I'm gonna retweet it, but like I'll hesitate only because like it's hard to not catch feelings sometimes.
Well, okay, I say this: if you, it's all about transparency and communication.
Right.
If you say, "Hey, I want to be committed to you in this way. I want these types of things between our relationship," then okay, you're not gonna just bust nothing out on me. Like I'm sorry.
I'm with. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. For me, I can't. If I'm into you, I can deal with most people in one time. That's just me. So if I really like you.
You can't?
I can't.
Oh.
So if I really, really like you, please know you're the only one.
I'll teach you.
But, no, but that's just me.
No, that's you.
But it has been scenarios where I didn't care. So I feel like if that's the case, like you said, if it's very apparent and open what we're doing, that's different. But if I feel like you probably doing your thing too, please must believe I'm doing mine.
Right.
Thank you.
You just got to be smart about it.
So for me, I think it's just about reading and relating. You ain't got to tell me because I'm just catching on. So, I mean, you ain't got to tell me nothing. So, I mean, if we're hitting off every day, we going constant. Okay, I'm like, okay, I might focus on you a little bit more. But if I'm getting an iffy vibe or like I peep something from social media or anything off, I'm dating around. Oh, no, I'm going to just talk to you, but I'm going to talk to somebody else too.
Yeah, no, I'm all for single life. Do what I want to do. I'll see you maybe never. and we'll get back. Maybe not. We'll touch base.
I blocked real quick.
But I agree. I'm very, if I'm single, I'm single. And that's that. Like, true. If I'm talking to somebody, then cool.
Have you ever been single? And while you and your ex broke up, y'all kept talking?
Yeah.
No.
I'm very.
It's like, you got to wean your way away from the relationship.
I'm deleting your number. Like, no, dead ass.
Teach
like,
me.
No. I know. It's hard. It is, because a lot of my line sisters, she'll always be like, I don't know how you do it. And she'd be like, maybe it's the Aries. And I'm like, I'm very much, why am I talking to you? And it goes cold. Because I just feel like, why? Because to me, it feels like you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. And I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I got to agree with Rocky. It's like, once that relationship is done, cut it. That's no.
Y'all don't be friends.
I will try. No. I just can't say I'm going to do it like right away.
I'll be honest. It's a lie. I have a lot of exes that I'm friends. No, hold on. No, you don't know what I'm going to say. Hold on now, y'all. No, I have a lot of exes, though. And to this day, not right away. It didn't happen then.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with a lot of them.
Yeah. No, you can be cordial. Okay. Yes, cordial, fine. If I see you on the street, hey, how you doing? But we're not going to small talk.
We're not going to chop it up.
I have literally nothing to say to you. Have a good day.
I get that, but I'm just saying, like, after, like, that fresh breakup,
The
might
fresh
be a little
one.
Hard
y'all still don't talk?
To, like, wean away.
I every single one, it's very, like, not in a mean.
I hate to be her ex.
No, dead ass, because my ex I stopped talking to him. He sent me something on my birthday, and I was like, okay.
You can't even say happy birthday?
Oh, and that's the thing.
No, I don't talk to me.
But birthdays are, like, the thing that hurts the most when it's like, okay, am I going to text him and say happy birthday?
I'm
like,
sorry. If you don't say happy birthday, I don't care. I'm
And done. It's like, how many birthdays are we going to go, like, until we stop saying it? That's hard.
The first one.
Maybe like the third.
I'm very control alt delete. This it'll be a maybe in my phone if you text me again. Like,
right.
Well, maybe. It'll
I think that's
you in contact.
I hate Apple now. They say maybe he's texting you. I delete it for a reason.
Right. No, it ain't no maybe. It's a delete.
Maybe okay. 4 6 9.
Okay. Yeah, period. Okay. But yes, all y'all, you know, we'll see you guys next week. That's all we have in store for you guys. I'm so glad that you logged on to Black Twitter. Until next week, my name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray, on Instagram at Jamie Gray.
Yes, and I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV and Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford.
What's poppin', y'all? We out.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.